There's something you should know about activism. Prophet stated, "One who wakes up in the morning and is not aware of the affairs of the Muslims is not a Muslim." So if we're not aware of what's going on with Muslims across the globe, not only are we ignorant, but according to the Holy Prophet, we ain't even Muslims. Now, does that mean that we just know what's going on and then sit there saying, No, the Holy Quran says, "The likeness of those who were charged with the Torah, then they did not observe it, is as the likeness of the donkey bearing books." In other words, the one who has knowledge but does not act on it is like a donkey. You've got to use that knowledge, otherwise you're a donkey. That guy's a donkey. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And so what if we're indifferent to someone? If they have a different culture or even different beliefs? The Quran states, "O you who believe, be upright for Allah, bearers of witness with justice, and do not let hatred of a people incite you to not act equitably." Act equitably. So even if you hate someone, God is telling you to act justly with them and to bear the standard of justice. Allah does not wish injustice for any of his creatures. In fact, any injustice done upon the earth is done by people. Every day you see kids being bullied by other kids at school. You see criminals in the streets robbing others. And you see tyrannical leaders bombing other countries or oppressing people. The question is, what have we done to stop it? Imam Ali says, "You think you are only a tiny entity, but within you is the entire universe. You have the power to make a change." Imam Hussein said, "A person who sees a tyrant ruler who oppresses God's true servants, but does not oppose the tyrant ruler by speech or action, then God punishes this person in the same manner as the tyrant ruler." So if we can't do something through physical actions, then as Muslims, we have to stand up against injustice with our speech. If you see someone being oppressed, whether in a small way or a big way, you've got to do something about it. The Holy Quran states, "One who saves a life, it is as though he has saved the entire human race." So wherever you see injustice, whether through speech or through action, create movements, make protests, at least express your opposition. But here's the biscuit. Whenever you want to do something for the sake of Islam, the pair gets involved. This is the pair. The pair doesn't do anything. Don't be like the pair. There's something very funny about the world. You'll notice that the people who criticize anything you do are usually the very same people who do nothing themselves. Now, when you're trying to bring about a good change in the world, there are bound to be many, many hurdles. And the pair is the hurdle of all hurdles. Now, don't expect any constructive criticism from the pair. The pair will never try to help you or get involved in any way. No. The pair is just way too busy telling you how wrong you're doing. So don't let it get you down. A Muslim's got to do what a Muslim's got to do. Did you know? In his youth, the Holy Prophet organized a committee known as the Covenant of the Youth, an organization which aimed to protect the welfare of the oppressed and ensure that justice prevailed in the society. This is the Holy Prophet. Be like the Holy Prophet. And it starts from the smallest place. At school, if you see someone being bullied, say, "Hey, pick on someone your own size." If you see someone whose life is in danger, don't hesitate to try to help them. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but don't be afraid. The Holy Quran states, "Do not fear them and fear me, that I may complete my favor on you and that you may walk on the right course." Have you noticed how many Muslims have become one of these? Inshallah, we'll see you next fortnight.